All right, Utah coach Larry Kuskoviac has joined us. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Morning, Larry.
Hey, Patrick.
I can ask you to go back a week and ask you about Jordan Bachinski at ASU. It seems like he has a knack for when he blocks shots, blocking it toward his teammates instead of, you know, four rows out of bounds. Is that a lost art? It strikes me as a very old school sort of thing.
Well, I think if you're a shot blocker, you know, if you're one of the leaders in the country, you're wise to, there's no reason to give them the ball back. I think that just comes with repetition. You know, not many people are blocking that many shots, and you'd like to think that that's part of it. You don't need to, you know, swat it out of bounds, but just go up and change it and keep it to where your team can potentially get their hands on it. I've seen him in games where he'll block, you know, three shots on one trip, and it's almost like he's setting guys up. He'll block the first shot, they get it back, he go up again, he blocks it, and so, you know, I think that just comes with a lot of reps and being put in that position, and he realizes that's a nice weapon to have.
I am curious, would you have thought after this past weekend that USC would have a coaching change?
No. You know, it's the last thing I'm thinking about is, you know, other coaches or situations. We're just, you know, fighting to survive here and trying to figure out how we can beat the WSU Cougs here coming up tomorrow night. So nothing surprises me, but, you know, I just don't spend too much time thinking about it.
Again, to ask a question, press star one. We have a question from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Percy.
Hey, I'm just curious about your thoughts on the game Saturday when you play Washington. It's a late start for you guys. And just are you doing anything about that or just your thoughts on that?
Have they decided when the game is?
I believe it's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Pacific time?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple 9 o'clock games already here. Similar kind of deal. You know, at our place with the TV, you never quite know when you're going to play. But, you know, we got the Cougars Wednesday, and then we'll be flying in there Friday. So, you know, as long as it's just an hour or two different than maybe a normal time, just really allows you a little more time in the hotel and shouldn't have too much of an effect on what we're doing.
Is there any do you have any input in that whatsoever, or is the schedule what the schedule is?
Well, you know, I think sometimes you submit your game in terms of preseason, you'd submit your games, you know, and then be informed if there were some conflicts and maybe you can change some days. Otherwise, you're going to have to play it at this time, you know, so some maybe a little more input in the preseason. But as far as once the conference gets rolling around, it pretty much is what it is, as far as I know. I mean, I haven't had any discussion with anybody in terms of changing things. It was pretty much we were informed of what the schedule was, and, you know, we're ready to roll with it.
There you go. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Larry, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this week.
Thanks.
All right.